Om Sri Sai Ram. My humble salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Baba, revered elders, brothers and sisters of the Sai family. On behalf of thousands of devotees from Orissa, a state dearly loved by Bhagavan, I welcome you all to this evening's cultural program, which depicts the glorious past of the state of Orissa and its bright future in the hands of vibrant youth committed to uplift their state from morass of abjective poverty and backwardness. Our organization in Orissa has a strong spiritual fervor with an undercurrent of firm determination to play a significant role in raising the state to a status of respectability. As I stand in this sacred place in the divine presence of Bhagavan, I offer at his lotus feet two memorable events that will inspire generations of Sai devotees to tread the path shown by Bhagavan. First one is the erection of 36 feet height Sarvadharma Stupa with 1 billion names of God written by the devotees of the state, irrespective of caste, color, creed, language or religion. In a span of 3 years, lying underneath the stupa, radiating strong spiritual vibrations, protecting the land from recurring natural calamities and promoting peace, prosperity and happiness in their lives. Second memorable event is the Puri Parthi Premaplavan Rathayatra, the first of its kind in the history of Sri Satya Sai movement, making a clarion call to the people living in different states and speaking different languages to come under a single canopy of divine love that defies all ideas of separatism and disunity. It invokes the people to believe in the fatherhood of God and brotherhood of man and together live in the spirit of Vasudeva Kutumbakam. The Premaplavana Radhyatra, which started from Puri on 14th August, culminated at Prasanthi yesterday, that is 25th August, carrying the message of love in the hearts of lakhs of devotees all across its route. These two memorable events helped to cherish the dream of establishing Sai Samrajya in Orissa, where every particle of dust will resonate with sweet name of Sai and make life worth living, following the ideals set forth by him for the whole mankind. On this auspicious occasion of Parthiyatra, I once again thank all of you for being present here to witness our cultural program. And this year's cultural program also has depicts some of our rich tradition. Along with that, we also have certain plays, short plays, based on real life incidents in the life of Sevadal, how they have experienced Bhagavan through Seva. We have depicted it in two short plays. I hope that will win the hearts of you all. Thank you very much, Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Every year, devotees from Odisha gather in large numbers at Prasanthi Nilayam, the holy abode of the Lord and Master Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, to celebrate Parthi Yatra and express their deep sense of gratitude for all the love and blessings he has been profusely showering on them during his earthly sojourn and even thereafter. This year too, they have assembled in hundreds, besides nearly 1,500 already in Prashanti Seva with a bouquet of activities pleasing to their Lord to offer as Naivedyam at his lotus feet. Parthi Yatra 2017 of Odisha was started on 14th of August from Puri, the holy abode of Lord Jagannath, when Sainath of Parthi, majestically seated on a well-decorated chariot of golden hue, embarked upon an 11 days Prema Plavana Yatra in the company of 40 youths from Odisha, covering 1,655 kilometers by road and blessing lakhs of devotees waiting anxiously on the way for his divine darshan, and finally reaching his abode on the evening of 25th August 2017. The legend says the life of a human being is a journey. Any journey has a destination to reach. The destination is the goal of the journey, and the goal is to have eternal bliss and merge at the lotus feet of beloved Baba. Man's chariot is his body. The horses are the sense organs. The reins are the mind, which control the sense organs. The charioteer is the form of intellect. With the help of this chariot, everybody can reach to the destined goal. Puri Parthi Prema Plavana Yatra is the journey of life from its origin to the destiny. The goal is to merge at his lotus feet. The path is through the five human values as inscribed in the logo of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. As our beloved Swami says, quote, "Cultivate that ekatva bhava, attitude of oneness, between men of all creeds, all countries and all continents. That is the message of love I bring. That is the message I wish you to take to heart," unquote. The objective of Puri Parthi Prema Plavana Yatra is to spread the message of Lord Sai Jagannath all across, to rejuvenate spirituality, Sanatan Sanskriti, and bringing brotherhood and solidarity among the people across districts and states during this auspicious journey. Let's all offer our gratitude to Swami in giving us this opportunity to be an instrument in this Prema Plavana Yatra from Puri Jagannath to Parthi Sainath, spreading the message of love all across. Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. On this auspicious evening of Odisha Parthi Yatra, we, the devotees, offer our humble salutations at Thy divine lotus feet, Swami. Swami says, let your whole life be in spiritual song. Believe that God is everywhere at all times and derive strength and comfort and joy by singing His glory in His presence. Swami, you are our Gana Lola, you are our Gana Priya Natana Manohara, and to our beloved Saima, we dedicate a garland of devotional songs this evening, presented by the devotees of Odisha. The first one speaks of God eminent in each and every particles of the universe. The lyrics of the song Keu Nama Dhari, written by famous Odia poet Kalindi Chanaram Panigrahi. Let's hear this song sung by Sister Mamata Sir. The next song is Dinabandhu Ehi Ali Sri Chamure, is an intense pining by a devotee for his God, written by the 18th century poet Banamali Das and presented by Sister Arpita and Lopa Mudra today. The third is an Odissi song, Bina Jina Bharati, set to the classical note in Raga Kalyani and composed by Kavi Samrat Upendra Bhanja, the king of Odia poetry. This today is being rendered by the brother duo Sri Ram and Lakshman. So let's all get immersed today in this divine, rhythmical and blissful evening. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. Thank you.
Grateful for being blessed with these beautiful, blissful moments and opportunities to cherish. We believe you are the master, you are the doer. We love you, Swami, and we crave for you, we crave to be with you. With this desire, love and craving, today we have the students of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar Baripada offering their trance dharma entitled Love Begets Love at Thy Divine Lotus Feet. It depicts how a little child lost his way in the forest, got dispatched from his parents and was reared by the birds and animals, slept in the lap of nature, ate fruits from the trees and drank water from the gurgling streams. One day, the child sees a person cutting down a tree and immediately asked him not to do that as it would destroy the forest and ruin the habitat of the animals and birds residing in the forest. The person instead advised the child to leave the company of birds and animals and be with the human beings instead. He refuses to leave the forest which has reared him with great love and sacrifice. Swami, now we humbly present the dance drama entitled Love Begets Love. Jai Sai Ram.
अगर मुझे कुछ हो गया तो क्या तुम ले पाओगे माँ? माँ मुझे बहुत डर लग रहा है माँ, आ जाओ ना माँ, माँ मुझे डर लग रहा है माँ।
पेड़ फूलों से सुनो कहानी, एक था राजा एक रानी।
अभी पेड़ काटोगे तो जंगल नष्ट हो जाएगा। हम सारे पशु पक्षी जाएंगे कहाँ?
इस जंगल में फिर ये बच्चा जानवरों के साथ? तुम मेरे साथ चलो, ये सब जानवर हिंसक हैं, तुम्हें मार डालेंगे।
तुम्हारी सोच गलत है, ये जानवर हैं, पर इनमें भी प्यार है। ये कभी किसी का नुकसान नहीं करते, मैं उनका भोजन हूँ, लेकिन उन्होंने मुझे नहीं खाया, बल्कि मुझे अपने बच्चे जैसा पाला है।
हम तुम्हें नहीं जाने देंगे, तुम हमारा बच्चा हो।
मैं भी तुम सबको छोड़कर कहीं नहीं जाऊंगा, तुम सब मेरे अपने हो। ये जंगल मेरा घर है।
Are blessed to live under a shelter with their kith and kin showering love on them. But at times we find some unfortunate ones lying on the road or on the railway platform with disabled hair, torn clothes, stinking bodies, some conscious, semi-conscious, some unconscious, some sane, some insane. They are a part of humanity, forlorn and rejected, with none to call them their own. But the life force throbs in their hearts just as in ours. How many of us are moved seeing their plight? How many of us can hear their hearts throb? Many cover their nose, not able to bear the stink. Some kick them, some abuse them. But the youth of Satya Sai Sevadal, Bhuvaneshwar, pick up such people, nurse them with love and care, and when fully recovered, and hand over
them to their family members for whom they were lost and gone. This selfless service by the youth of Bhuvaneshwar is continuing for last 12 years. We are presenting today one such real life incident which will move your hearts with compassion. Sai Ram.
Manas, I had a talk with the doctor. He was saying nothing can be said. Till he regains his senses, you have to wait with patience till then.
Vivek Bhaiya, only God can save him. Nothing works like prayer. I have asked some of our friends to offer silent prayer. Some are doing Rudra Parayan also.
Of course. But another matter of concern is we know nothing about him. It is already 22 days since he lost his senses. Just think how much concerned his parents must be in not knowing his whereabouts.
Sai Ram brothers, what happened? You all seem to be worried. How is that boy?
His condition is same, Bhaiya. His condition is same. He is not having sense for the last 22 days. We don't know who he is or who are his parents. And his medical bill has already tossed 22,000.
Oh, you are worried over that. Have this checkbook with you and draw any amount you need. Let us wait and see what happens.
What are you doing, Subodh Bhaiya? Giving the checkbook to us?
Arey, take it. Swami gives 10 times more than what we sacrifice. In fact, nothing is ours. He is the master. His sankalpa only prevails. The urge to do good also comes out of his grace. Don't interrupt the flow of his grace.
Then let me go and fetch today's list of medicines to be purchased.
Remember, whenever you undertake such works, always move forward, but never for a minute be arrogant and think you are doing all this. Don't allow the twin monsters of I and my to devour you. All that is happening is due to his grace.
Subodh Bhai, Vivek Bhai, do you know, it's a very happy news. That boy got back his sense. With much difficulty, the doctor made him speak. He has told his name, also the name of his village, his father, his mother. See, I have noted all that.
Oh, show me. Name Basanta. Father's name Jagabandhu Das. Village Manipur, Cuttack.
What a good news you have brought, my friend Pradeep. What a good news. Swami at last had mercy on that poor boy. Do you remember that poem in Hindi? Jaake rakhe saiyan, mar sake na koi. Pradeep, you immediately go with Manoj to his village and convey this happy news to his parents. It will be a great relief to those aged couple. Also tell them that presently he is in Bhagavan's ashram and is on the path of recovery.
Okay, brother. We are proceeding just now.
What happened to my son? Where is he now?
Chachi, have patience. God only postpones. He never overlooks. Till such time, we should have sabr.
Arey boy, how long shall we wait? It's nearing 1 month. Where is he? What's he eating? There is no information. How can you know the pangs of suffering of a mother?
Whatever you may think, Chachi, my mind says he will return soon. Have faith on the Almighty.
No. He has no mercy on us. Day and night, we're praying. But he has become so stubborn-hearted. Our prayers do not even reach his ears.
Chacha, both of you have not taken food for last 5 days. Come, have something. How long will you starve like this?
No. We will not take even a drop of water till we get back our son.
Is it the house of Jagabandhu Das?
Yes. I'm Jagabandhu Das. And this is my house. Can I know why have you come to me?
Basant is your son?
Yes. Basant is my son. What's the matter?
Yes. My son Basant. Tell me, where he is? Why are you silent? Is he all right?
Yes, Chachi. Your son is fine. No need to worry. He was unconscious for the last 22 days. Today, he got back his senses. We got your address from him and came to you to tell this so that you will be relieved of your tension.
My son? Is my son all right? Are you telling me the truth? What had happened to him?
Chachi, don't have any fears. Your son is in the safe hands of God. He is in the ashram of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Nothing will happen to him. He has protected him so long, and he will protect him in the future also. Have faith on him. He will protect as the eyelids protect the eye.
Yes, Chachi. What he is saying is correct. Come with us. You will bring back your child.
Yes, my dear boys. I know who you are. Today morning, a mendicant came to our village. I asked him about my lost son. He said, your son is now with Bhagwan. Further, he said, today two white-clad angels will come to you to inform you where your son is.
Yes, Chachi, what the mendicant said is correct.
Your son is there in the ashram of our beloved Lord and Master, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
And you too are those white-clad angels?
No, brother. We are not the angels. We are the humble servants of our Master, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
No, no further delay. We can't wait any longer. Take us to our son. We want to see with our own eyes.
Yes, yes, let us start now.
Chachi, her presence. All these days, your son had no bath. We are giving him a bath. Then he will wear decent clothes and come. Till then, please have patience. See, your son is coming.
Were you angry with me? How could you leave us alone?
Ma, that day I lost you in the marketplace. Moved here and there, but couldn't get you. For 3 days, I had no food. I fainted. I don't know what happened after that. When I got back my senses, I found these brothers around me. Ma, they are so good, so loving.
Oh, my dear boy, you have done so much for my son. What can this poor lady give you in return?
Chachi, like Basant, we are also your sons. And Basant is our brother. Do the children expect anything in return?
Oh, my jewels. All these days I was thinking, Basant is my only son. Today I feel you are all my sons. In today's world full of evils, how could the jewels be born?
All this is the lila of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Yes, yes indeed. Otherwise, how can you expect these boys in their tender age have dedicated their lives to the service of mankind? Yes, he is really God. He's God, God, God.
Of caste, creed, religion and language, it was Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba who throughout his earthly sojourn forged unity in mankind by his insisting that there is only one caste, the caste of humanity, one language, the language of heart, and one religion, the religion of love. Drawing inspiration from Bhagavan's teachings, large number of youths from India and abroad have dedicated their lives to the service of mankind. Of all the above divisive forces, it is religion that created havoc in mankind, with every faith claiming itself as the only way for salvation and denigrating other faiths. In such a situation, Bhagavan Baba in his two previous incarnations laid emphasis on the fact that one God adored in different names resides in the hearts of all, and one should love the other. The next skit that we are going to present is again a real life incident where the youth of Odisha undertook a project to clean the mosques and win the hearts of the Muslim brothers. If this type of love and understanding prevails all over the world, we can bring a paradise on earth.
Satisfactorily conduct today's seva. Come, let us all offer our prayers to Swami and proceed to our respective villages.
Yes, yes, brother. What you say is correct. This time, a good number of youth participated in the seva and all are happy.
Yes, the spiritual vibration inside the temple confers this anand to all those who serve. I wish we get such opportunity to render seva more often. Then every time I will bring some new youth.
All right, we shall see if we can get another chance to do mandir seva. It is getting late. Let us move now. Observe silence. Azan is going on in the mosque. Once we reach home, we will talk. Okay. See how dirty is the place around the mosque, and even the idka. How do our Muslim brothers offer their prayers in such unhygienic surroundings? What a foul smell.
Yes, brother. Every day I go in this road. Really, it is horrible. Well, brother, our Swami had said that the same God resides in the temple as well as the mosque. So, can't we clean the mosque?
Why not? Swami has said that it is only when you clean a mosque, you will realize that mandir and mosque are same. It will be good if we can clean this mosque. What do you say, Prakash Bhaiya?
Brothers, please say whether all of you agree to do masjid seva.
Yes. Why not?
We will do it.
Now, Brother Santosh, what about you?
No. Sorry, brothers. I am a Brahmin. And how can I go to a mosque?
Acha Santosh, I often hear you sing a bhajan. That was Jagabandhu Hey Gosai. Can you just sing two lines?
Why not?
Jagabandhu Hey Gosai.
साई तुम भस्ते चरणाबिनु अन्य गति नाही जगबंधु हे गोसाई.
Who composed that prayer? Salabhika, of course, an ardent devotee of Lord Jagannath, for whom Jagannath's chariot did not move till he had his darshan.
Was he a Hindu?
No, he was a Muslim.
Being a Muslim, he could earn the grace of Bhagwan, and you say you will not enter the mosque because you are a Brahmin. Give up all these ideas, Santosh, and join us in Masjid Seva.
Sorry, brother. Now I realize what a wrong notion I had. Yes, I will join the Seva work. Okay, but let us first take the permission of Maulavi Sahib. Day after tomorrow is Eid. We should clean the masjid tomorrow. Come, let us meet him.
Salam, bachcho.
Chacha, we all belong to Satya Sai Seva organization. We need a favor from you.
Well, this is the holy month of Ramzan, and we are observing Roja. Tell me, what this servant of Allah can do for you boys?
Chacha, we want to clean the mosque, its surroundings, and also the Eidgah. As day after tomorrow is Eid, we want to clean it tomorrow, so that you can offer your prayers in cleaner surroundings.
You boy, you want to clean the mosque? Inshallah. I just can't believe it. My dear boys, you all seem to be Hindu boys. Does your religion allow this? Who gave you such noble ideas?
It is Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. In his previous incarnation at Shirdi, lived in a masjid and named it Dwarikamai. In the present incarnation, he says Islam stands for I shall love all mankind.
Not only that, he has constructed a mosque in his native village, Puttaparthi. Eid is also celebrated in his ashram, and many Muslim brothers and sisters are his followers. All his teachings are similar to what Muhammad said in Quran. So, we appeal you to bless us with the opportunity to clean the mosque, so that all the filth and dirt from our hearts is clean.
Ya Allah, kis kis ko bhejta hai tere darbar mein? Are koi to chale mandir ki aur, to hum chale masjid ki aur. Ae pujari, tu dekh ja ke, dono ka patthar ek hai. My dear boys, who am I to give you permission? You are the white-clad angels of Allah. Will Allah spare me if I refuse to allow you? Come tomorrow, my boys. Come tomorrow.
Arey, Mehboob.
Ji, Abba Jan.
Ittikar. Ji, Bhai Jan.
Give them all sorts of help.
Ji, Hazur.
मेरे नमाज का टाइम हो गया. खुदा हाफिज़.
खुदा हाफिज़.
district president who has come from Puri.
Sairam sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
आपने हम लोगों को मस्जिद साफ करने की इजाजत, इसीलिए हम आपका शुक्रिया अदा करते हैं। हम सिर्फ मस्जिद साफ नहीं किए मगर हमारे अंदर जो मैल था उसको भी साफ कर दिया। आज हम लोगों को महसूस हुआ कि मंदिर कहो या मस्जिद कहो, ये सब एक खुदा के पास जाने की अलग अलग रास्ते हैं। रास्ते अलग हैं मगर मंजिल एक है।
Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear boys, you all are our guests, and to render hospitality in the sacred month of Ramzan is a great favor Allah has conferred on us. You must all be hungry. Please, have a little refreshment.
Our brothers from different places in the district have joined us. Nothing can match the anand we derive from rendering seva. Thanks for your concern. But as a principle, we don't take anything. You may please give us some lemon water.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah. I am at a loss to know where I am. Anyway, boys, tomorrow is Eid. You must all come.
Sure, Chacha. Tomorrow we'll
परेशानी दूर होगी। लो आगे सब।
ईद मुबारक हो चाचा।
आपको भी ईद मुबारक हो बच्चों। I was worried and thought you have dropped the idea. Anyway, why this delay?
सुलेमान चाचा, whom we were serving food at his doorstep for last 5 years, expired today. We are returning now from the Kabristan after completing his burial.
Hare Suleiman, tumko in bachchon ke haathon se to jannat mil gaya.
In the last 3 days, I am seeing in your faces a glow that I had never seen before. And the one with selfless love can only have such glow. I am blessed indeed. कोई पूजे पत्थर को तो कोई सजदों में अपना सिर झुकाता है। ये एक ही है, बस कुछ इसे पूजा तो कुछ इसे अपना ईमान कहते हैं। एक ही रिवाज, एक ही रस्म, बस कुछ अंदाज बदल जाते हैं। वरना एक ही है जिसे कुछ उपवास तो और कुछ रमजान कहते हैं। रमजान कहते हैं, रमजान कहते हैं। आप सबको ईद मुबारक हो। आओ, हम तुम सबको गले लगा के तुम जैसे खुदा के बंदों को देखने की अरमान पूरी कर लें। ईद के इस सुनहरे मौके पर हम एक दूजे को गले लगा के और एक साथ मिलजुल के रहने की कसम खाएं। ए चांद, तू किसकी है? ईद भी तेरी, दिवाली भी तेरी।
Sarega pa, bar bar ma, isere ma.
జగదోధారిణి మా Saiswaraya Namo भगवान श्री सत्य साई।